And the August 15th, 2024 Bathrop Spears Broadside Show is now coming up. And it is a flashback. I thought I was going to do some original stuff, but I let myself get dragooned or tempted into the Huff meeting, which happens the same day as the show goes out, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Sub Rosa. You're invited, of course. So I went there instead, and quite a big meeting, quite a lot of folks. I'm impressed with the number of people who are interested in trying to secure civil rights for folks outside. It's kind of gratifying in a way. We may all see some real progress with all this energy. It was a, a loose cannons meeting run by Athena, who runs every other Huff meeting, and I kind of occasionally put in my oar, and a lot of other people did too. You'll probably hear more about that on Sunday. And then, of course, on Monday, there's another protest. I call it kick out to Keeley and Kramer. Keeley, of course, is the mayor. Kramer is the head of the Poverty Pimps Housing Matters, which I call Funding Matters, at 150 Coral Street. And we're going to be on the corner between 4 and 6 on Monday. I guess that's coming up. Looks like, gosh, the 19th? Yeah. August 19th, 4 to 6, and it's probably be food and drinks and signs and songs and banners and an attempt to raise the issue to the community of how come a few people are getting some services, a couple of organizations are getting a lot of money, and a lot of people are getting their camps swept, raided, destroyed, and their property seized. So my co-host on this show of 13 years ago, February 10th, 2011, this flashback, is Steve Plaich, who in those days was kind of, for me, a newcomer on the scene, although I guess he'd been around for at least a year and longer, actually doing harm reduction and needle exchange and other stuff. We talked about the 2010 Peace Camp 2010 aftermath, street interviews, hit the sidewalks to go into depth in a few cases of people who are getting harassed on the sidewalk. There was also San Diego discussion of the defense against the charge of lodging, which was one of the main attack options used by city attorney and district attorney. I think it was mostly district attorney because it was it's a state charge. It's used to go after some of the hardcore folks who were at the 4-month-long Peace Camp 2010 protest the year before, which sought to overturn the sleeping ban. And what did succeed in getting changes in it, so that if you got on a waiting list, they were supposed to dismiss your tickets, but you still got harassed with tickets, possible property confiscation, and so forth. There is still a sleeping ban in Santa Cruz, though it's now under a different name. It's, well, they call it the Camping Services and Standards Ordinance, which is sort of the catch-all ordinance, and also a variety of other laws are used essentially to destroy encampments. And you can learn a lot more about that by going to the Monday protest at Highway 1 and Highway 9. That's where it is, Monday on August, I guess it's the 19th. I think that's when it is. Yep. It'll be the third such protest at that location, focusing on the Housing Matters / Funding Matters, as we call it, organization, which swoops up all the money, the federal grants, claims to be trying to provide, or actually meaningfully providing, a pathway to housing, which in our view it is not. You'll also be hearing in those days there was no Housing Matters. There was its predecessor, the Homeless Service Center, which we called the Homeless Lack of Services Center. And we'll get interviews with Dan McMullen of Berkeley as we look up there to hear his discussion of the Disabled People Outside Project and People's Park's latest. People's Park, of course, has been demolished, I think, except for one tree, surrounded by these huge storage containers now in 2024. You'll also hear Ron Paul and Nader agreeing on a third-party alliance in 2010. And I'll be interviewing Linda on the new courthouse security system, new at that time in 2010. And there'll be, there'll be a lot more, too. Little bits and pieces here and there. Listen in and learn for yourself.